This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to examine a very important topic. The Gemara has a big suffik, a Daf Kuf Yudalid, about Katan Oichel Nevelois, or any other Isra in the Torah. Is Bezdin, or is anyone else, Chayiv, to separate him from Isra or not? What are the different Shittos? Rabbi Pedas holds that there's no Chayiv to separate him. And therefore, Rabbi Pedas says, gather kids and let them hang around the Rishus HaRabim. And if they find the key that you lost, they'll bring it to you. So not only do you not have to stop them from doing an Isra, you could even plant them in a situation so that you hope they will do the Isra. You can't encourage them to do the Isra, but if you see them doing this, you don't have to stop them. That's the Shita Rabbi Pedas. Rabbi Yochanan is Masupik. The Gemara does not come out with a definitive conclusion. Most Rishonim Paskin Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrishai. That's the Psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Macholis Asuris Perk Zayin Halacha Chavches. That's the Psak of the Torah in Simen Shemen Gimel. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shemen Gimel. Some say that by Tumah, maybe you are Mitzuvah, but we don't Paskin that way. But the Gemara certainly does not come out with a conclusion. Rabbi Pedas says it's okay, and Rabbi Yochanan is Mesubik. But the Rishonim asks the following question. The Gemara has a Shaila. Does Bezin have to stop the Katan from doing an Aveir or not? So you see a Katan who's Oicha Machalas Asurais. What about the Mitzvah of Chinuch? What about the Mitzvah? You have to be Mechanich a child in Mitzvahs. You're allowed to eat them. You're allowed to let them eat an Aveilus to Trefais. What happened to the Mitzvah of Chinuch? That's the Kash of all the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shem Mem Gimel, let me see if I have the Beis Yosef up here. No, it's not up here, but the Beis Yosef quotes this question of the Rishonim, and basically there are three general approaches in the Rishonim how you deal with the issue of what happened to the mitzvah of Chinuch. Number one, Tosfos and Shabbos, Kuf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Tosfos writes that we say, Katan Oichel Nevelos, Ein Bezdin Mitzvah Lahafrishai. The whole sugya is talking about a katan shaloi higia lechinuch. But a katan that it's higia lechinuch, since you're chayv to be mechanechim, of course you have to be mafreshim from Isser. Meaning, Tosfos does not differentiate between a father and Bezdin. Below the age of chinuch, a father doesn't have to do anything. Above the age of chinuch, even Bezdin has a mitzvah of chinuch. You hear this? There's no difference between your responsibility to your child or Bezdin's responsibility to your child. Below the age of chinuch, ein Bezdin mitzvah lahafrishai. Over the age of chinuch, in other words, lower than the age of chinuch, the father doesn't have to do anything. Over the age of chinuch, Bezdin would have to stop them. That's the shita of Tosfos. That the whole sugya is talking about below the age of chinuch. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros Perek Yitzan Alecha Chavches says, no, there's a very big difference between Bezdin and the father. Our whole sugya is talking about Bezdin. Ein Bezdin Mitzuva L'Hafrishai. Bezdin doesn't have to separate him. He could be 5 years old, 2 years old, 12 years old, and 364 days. Bezdin does not have a responsibility. Oh, you want to know about the father? Aviv, Chayiv L'Hafrishai, V'ligar Bai. You have to separate him. You have to scream at him. K'sheimu Chayiv L'Chanecha B'Mitzvah Saseh. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Which means that our whole sugya is talking about Bezdin, is not talking about the father. The father, of course, has to stop the kid. Now, that's very difficult, because the Gemara tried to bring a raya, Toshma, Yoinek Tinoik Vahilech, Me'avedes Koychavim, Umvehematmea, Vein Choshen B'Yoinek Sheketz. What do you mean, Ein Choshen? What about the mitzvah of Chinuch? According to the Rambam, this whole sugya is talking about Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch, but the father does. But the Rambam says our whole sugya is talking about Bezdin, is not talking about the father. On the other hand, the third shita is a wondrous shita, is the shita Sarajba. The shita of the Rajba is chinuch is only for mitzvahs asei. It's not for lavin. You have to teach a kid to put on tefillin, to wear tzitzis, to shake luv and esrog. You don't have to teach a kid to not to violate lavin. He's speaking lashon hara, let him speak lashon hara. He's eating McDonald's, let him eat McDonald's. If he's wearing shatnas, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on lavim. By the way, Tosfos in Nazir agrees. Tosfos Yeshanim in Yuma agrees. Chinuch? Aye. Why is there mitzvah of chinuch on Yom Kippur? Very simple, because Yom Kippur is an asei. V'inisem es nafshei seichem. But there's no chinuch on lavim. Why would that be? You know, why would there only be a mitzvah of chinuch on aseh and not on lavin? So there are various opinions. The Trumas Hadeshen says a mitzvah aseh needs more chizuk because a mitzvah aseh, a lav is sheva al tasa. So a lav is sheva al tasa. It's easier for you to control that the kid just doesn't do anything. But an asay needs more chizuk because he has to go out and actively do something. The Chikrei Lev, by the way, the Chikrei Lev was the grandfather of Reb Chaim Falaji. He says a different svara. He says that the reason chinuch is drabanan. We find the Torah's mechayev a father to circumcise the kid, to redeem the kid, to teach Torah. So we see their mitzvahs of the father on the kid by mitzvahs aseh, but we don't find midai raisa, any mitzvahs lavin on the father. Therefore, that would be a svara why chinuch only applies for mitzvahs aseh and not by lavin, because we find a parallel paradigm regarding other instances. So there are three shitas regarding the issue of chinuch. Tosfos in Shabbos says that katan oichel neveilos ein bez mitzvah lafrishai. I, what about chinuch? Say, we're talking about a little kid. He's below the age of chinuch. But if he reaches the age of chinuch, of course bezin mitzvah lafrishai. The Rambam says, no, we're talking about bezdin. There's no mitzvah of chinuch on a bezdin. The father? The father has a mitzvah of chinuch. We're not talking about the father. Now, what would the difference be between Tosfos and the Rambam? A nafkamina would be, according to Tosfos, our whole sugya is talking about below the age of chinuch. Above the age of chinuch, bezdin is mitzuvin lehafrishai, according to Tosfos. Tosfos is machmir. Above the age of chinuch, bezdin is mitzuvin lehafrishai. According to the Rambam, there's a difference between bezdin and the father. Bezdin is not mitzuvin on a kid. The father is. According to the Rambam, above the age of chinuch, bezdin is pater. The machloikis, the Tosfos, and the Rambam is, does bezdin have to stop a kid above the age of chinuch? The Rajba says, there is no chinuch on mitzvahs loisaseh. Our whole sugya is talking about mitzvahs loisaseh. How do we paskin? So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, which is the second to last Siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Katan Oichel Nevelois Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lahafrishai, Aval Aviv Mitzuva Ligarboi Lahafrishai Me Yisra Dairaisa. The father has to stop him. Meaning, Bezdin doesn't have to stop the kid, but the father has to stop the kid. And to feed the kid b'yadayim, it's also even derabbanans. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rambam. We're talking about a kid above the age of chinuch, and the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam that Bezdin doesn't have to stop the kid, but the father has to separate the kid. Fine. Comes the Rama, Hagav Yeshayim, the Cholze, the Katan, Shaloi Yigiel Chinuch. This din that only a father has to stop is a kid who didn't reach the age of chinuch. Aval Yigiel Chinuch. Tzrichim la'afrishay, even Bezdin. That's Toisus. The Ramah goes like Toisus. Ramah calls it Ketoisus. The Chol Zebekon Shalai Gia L'chinuch. V'gia L'chinuch Tzrichim la'afrishay. Now the Ramah implies that Shalai Gia L'chinuch, a father has to stop the kid. Now why would that be? Then the Ramah brings the Yeshayimim. D'loi Shai Chinuch L'Bezdin Ela La'avavad. Some say no. Chinuch is only for a father. That goes like the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this is not a new idea. This is the Rambam. Now, what do you do when there are two Yeshayimims in a Ramah? That's an interesting question. What do you do when there are two Yesh Oimrims in the Ramah? The Mishnah Berurah says okay, so one moment. The Ramah says that he gia lechinuch bezin would be mitzvah lahafrishai. The din ain bezin mitzvah lahafrishai is only if he's not the age of chinuch. That is the chumra of Toisus. That above the age of chinuch, everyone has to stop him. The Chaya Adam says the Mishnah Berurah, by Isser Doiraisa, you should be machmer like Toisus. That above the age of chinuch, anyone has to stop him. So if a guy wants to feed a katan, shigil lechinuch davashos the Torah, everyone has to stop. But by nisa drabanan, only a father. You hear how we paskin? We're machriya between Toisus and the Rambam. Toisus says everyone has to stop a kid. The Rambam says only bezdin. So we paskin like both of them. That by a doiraisa, everyone, and by a drabanan, only the father. Now it's interesting. The Mechaber says, "V'chein osur l'hagilay b'chilo Shabbos amay v'afil dvar m'shem misham shvus." You can't train the kid. Now this is going according to the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam learns there's no difference between the father and Bezdin. That once the kid is over the age of chinuch, the shita of the Rambam is there's a difference between Bezdin and the father. Bezdin doesn't have to stop the kid, but the father has to stop the kid when he's over the age of chinuch, and even if it's a drabbanon, and you can't be margal him in chilo Shabbos. Even by drabbanans. So he quotes over here because of Mishnah Berurah, "Dechayiv chinuch hutal ala av kedechsev chanoich lenar al pidarkoi, v'koshekein lahafrisha me iser demutal ala av." This mechaber sulei derak ha'av chayiv lechanchoi v'ramo maybe yeshem degam bezin chayiv. Okay, so there you have it. The Mechaber and Rama don't bring down the Shita of the Rajba. The Mechaber goes like the Rambam, that there's a difference between the father and the Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have to stop a kid even over the age of Chinuch. Only a father does. And the Rama says, everyone does. The Rama says, everyone does, like Shita of Toysis. And then the Rama brings down the Shita of the Rambam as well. And the Hachra of the Achroinim is, it depends if it's Dairaisa, the Rabban. If it's Dairaisa, everyone should stop the kid. So in other words, if you see a kid over the age of Chinuch violating Shabbos, pulling out grass, you need to stop him. It's your Achrais to stop him. Now, you say, what do you mean? I thought only the father or Bezdin. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. Muto gam al achirim limchais biyadai. But if the kid's only doing an Issur D'Rabbanan, in other words, you see a kid doing an Issur D'Rabbanan, it's not your job. We would pass, it's not your job. It's not your achrayas. It's the father's achrayas. It's not Bezdin's achrayas. Who is that like? That's like Shitas HaRambam. Even though Tosfos would say that it's everyone's, but it's not clear we paskin like Tosfos. The Ramah does not definitively paskin like Tosfos. He brings down Yeshoimrim v'Yeshoimrim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And Monday night we do Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis Emirat Hashem. Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.